everyone, welcome to Nancy's Nuggets, a podcast dedicated to sharing stories from real people, fun facts, music, and more. The goal is to relax, listen, maybe you'll resonate with someone or something. We're all on our own journey together. Enjoy. All right. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Nancy's Nuggets. So excited today. We have the wonderful Tyler Transu on with us today. So without further ado, we're going to jump right in. So hi, Tyler.
Hey, Nancy. Hey, thank you so much for having me on today.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so happy you were able to jump on. And usually, like, I just kick off these episodes. We get right into it. So if you want to share a little bit about yourself, that would be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, as Nancy said, my name is Tyler Transu, 34 years old, and live in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I listened to your first podcast, and I thought it was very inspiring, and a lot of it resonated with me. I love your, as you say, that you're a serial entrepreneur, and that you have 1,000 things going through your head in a minute, you know, any given time, and how you're somebody who moves your feet and pursues, you know, your vision and your dreams. And I find that quite admirable, and it really helps lift me up and inspire me to, you know, kind of just keep doing what I'm doing. And thankfully, I'm an outside sales rep for like my 9-to-5 job. So I do have some flexibility with my schedule, which is nice. And I get to be out on the road seeing customers. I'm in like industrial sales, selling electric motors, pumps, controls to manufacturing plants, power plants, hospitals, different places that, you know, make all your products and foods and all that, and power and all that type of thing. So, you know, that's what I do 9-to-5. And then, like you, really just I discovered a passion really late in life. I guess I was 30 at the time, and or 31, and just happened to stumble into like filmmaking and videography and just the ability to record stuff on a phone and then edit it together, make little, you know, cut little clips and string them together to make these little skits or short films or what have you. And it's been a lot of fun really fleshing that out. And, you know, like you, you know, just seeing like how far you can go. Right.
Yeah.
I like a lot of the stuff that you.
Yeah. Yeah. So the filmmaking and videography, it's really just been a side project, and it's one of those things. Oh, I was saying that, like you, I like that you're just kind of chasing your dreams to get a work-life balance and, you know, free up more time to do the things that you love. And it's cool that you've been able to find some avenues, and with me, with the filmmaking, to be able to stumble upon this passion where I just love thinking of creative things, creative concepts, ideas, commercials, short films, music videos, and just having this vision in my head and being able to take a camera and go out and just record and film that vision in those different segments and string them together. And so it's not even like work. And so to just, for me, man, it was just repetition. I never went to film school or anything like that. Just happened to stumble upon it and realize it was actually one day. All right, so let me back up a little bit. I know you kind of like some backstory. Did you want any backstory on?
Yeah, it's so funny because you have me. I'm like chomping at the bit. I'm like, as soon as you stop talking, I'm literally going to ask you, like, how did this all come about? Because just really quick, just to like interject here, So Tyler and I, the way that we know each other is I actually went to college with Tyler, and you're a marketing major as well, right?
Correct. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So we were in like a couple business classes, never really knew each other in school. But after graduating, Tyler actually started posting like funny skits and things like videos on Facebook. And he shared some things and I just started following him. And I'm like, what is this guy up to? And he was just putting himself out there doing goofy things. And over the years, you know, I kind of followed him. And eventually I reached out to him and I'm like, yo, what are you doing? What are you working on? And I think he had posted, you had posted that you needed help, right? Like writing a script for a potentially a series that you were going to do, right?
Yeah, like a sitcom. Yeah.
Yeah. So you were working on it. So, and the thing about Tyler is literally like I've seen your videos evolve. Like you started, okay, doing like very simple, you know, footage. And then all of a sudden you're doing like these cool little edited clips and then you add music and then it's like, whoa, okay, this is like film quality, like video here. So it's been kind of cool, you know, because I'm one of those not creepy people in the background, but like I'm one of those people who, you know, I've been watching you like for years and really just impressed with to see, you know, and like you said, you've been doing this and you've just been staying consistent and, you know, it's something that you're passionate about, but it keeps getting better. And, you know, just kudos to you. And again, kind of like a, you know, a fan from in the background, I just really appreciate the time and energy and effort you've put into something that's a hobby, but literally is kind of shaping up with what looks like could be, you know, a huge, you know, huge opportunity just, you know, with business and entrepreneurship and everything. So anyway, that's my little plug there real quick. But Tyler, yeah, why don't you tell us, like, how did this all start? Like, how did you get into film video and how did you find this was your passion?
Yeah. Well, first off, just, I just want to say, hey, I really, really, truly, sincerely appreciate just, you know, all the kind words that you said. And it's really cool to hear that, yeah, that you just started following me kind of, you know, from the, you just saw some creative wild videos and thought, man, what is this guy doing? Yeah, I really appreciate all the things you said. And I hope if anything, to maybe somebody listening out there that, you know, between your story and just kind of story in my life, you know, hopefully somebody feels compelled or inspired to just do something that they didn't know they could do and be good at it. And yeah. So yeah, where the whole filmmaking and videography started for me, it was, you know, really born out of culmination of events that at the time, you know, you could say, man, that's kind of like a low point in that guy's life. You know, my son was like just about to turn a year old and my marriage fell apart. And for me, like growing up, I had a nuclear family, man, kind of like the whatever American dream, where my dad, you know, he went to work every day at a factory, busted his butt, and he would be home at night and, you know, play with us and play, do sports and coach sports and all that stuff. And my mom, when we were like up until school, we started school, she, you know, was a stay-at-home mom. Then when we started school, she ended up getting a job as like a teacher's aide at the school, right? So we would see her throughout the day as we were going to like elementary school, and then she would always have summers off and be off, you know, when we were. So I really had that, man, nuclear family, sitting down, you know, for dinner every night that my mom would cook, and just, you know, go to the pool and vacations and just doing, man, I just had a great, great childhood growing up. Had a real strong sense of family and close with grandparents on both sides and aunts and uncles and the whole nine. And so, you know, it was really, really devastating to me. Devastating, having grown up with a really tight nuclear family, all the family vacations and trips and sports. And I've got a brother who's a year older than me, so he's 35. My sister's 33. So I had a well-rounded childhood and and teenage years and growing up. And I wouldn't change it for anything. And so when my marriage fell apart, my son was like just about a year old. It just, you know, kind of everything that I had hoped for and all those aspirations and dreams of going on these vacations as a family and, you know, having, you know, his mom stay at home and all that stuff just kind of vanished really quickly. And so it just, man, I don't know. I just put my head down and kept going through it. And by some stroke of luck, right place at the right time, all the right circumstances, I found myself one day, I guess my son was like maybe a year and a half old, and a movie trailer came across the TV. And for whatever reason, that day I saw it as like, just, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's just a bunch of 1 second, 2 second, 3 second clips strung together with some music in the background and sound effects to tell like a story. And I was like, wow, I bet I could do that. And so like 10 minutes later, I'm outside with my son's dinosaur and filmed, yeah, a fictitious movie trailer called The Dino Slayer. And yeah, and like I watched, you know, and so filmed it all on my cell phone and then downloaded an app, like a free app, Video Show or something like that. And just, yep, trimmed all these little clips together. Trimmed all these clips and then put them together in, you know, in a sequence and put some music and like gunshot sound effects and explosion sound effects in the background and posted it, yeah, on Facebook. And like, surprisingly, I was like, it's actually not that bad for somebody with zero experience making videos or anything like that. You know, no, just, yeah, I was never really like a writer per se. So yeah, just kind of surprised myself and it just ignited this passion in me and kind of just, yeah, started doing that ever since. And just to back up even a little bit more, you know, really another kind of big moment in my life and a shift in my perspective happened. Well, one, when my son was born, right? So like February 7th, 2012, 2014. Yeah, really big shift in my perspective. I've always been like a happy-go-lucky guy and optimistic. But man, when my son was born on February 7th, 2014, just, yeah, never realized like how capable or how much I could love like another person. It was like unreal to just have this little child come into the world. And man, I was just blown away at how much love I could have, you know, for another person. And then, you know, that really, it didn't change, but I was just hit with like a major blow. I guess it was like 4 weeks later, at his like one month checkup. I just remember, man, like he got weighed, you know, we weighed him and just went through all the, like the normal things that you do at the 1 month checkup. And, I remember the doctor, I think we like were called away out of the room or something like that. And like, we came back in and there was like two chairs like turned around for us to like sit there. And, I was just like, oh man, like this isn't good. And, they like proceeded, the pediatrician proceeded to, you know, inform, Allie and me that he had, cystic fibrosis. They like do a newborn screening for, I forget the number of different genetic diseases, but it happened to, you know, come back positive that he had cystic fibrosis. And honestly, man, like, well, first off, when they said that, I guess for whatever reason, I initially thought cerebral palsy. So I thought, oh man, you know, he's going to have like a really rough, rough life. Just because I, whatever, know what cerebral palsy is kind of about to some degree. And so thankfully, they explained it a little bit further. And, you know, basically cystic fibrosis is where, like, certain cells in him, they don't process salt like everybody else. So as a result, like, the mucus in the lungs can just, it tends to get thicker because for whatever reason, sodium chloride, NaCl, happens to, like, break down mucus in the lungs and makes it thin and not as thick. And when it gets thick, it's just, you have a greater chance of, like, getting bacteria stuck in there and getting pneumonia or bronchitis or all these things. And so they tell us that. And then that, I forget, I think at the time, I don't know, the life expectancy might've been like 30 years old or something like that. And so I just remember being in this place, like, man, like, yeah, here comes this little innocent child into the world. And, you know, now you guys are telling me there's, like, an expiration date on him already because of this. And it just, it really, really knocked me down for, like, a brief moment. And, you know, thankfully, now I just made the decision or the choice, you know, that, hey man, like, if this kid only has 30 years, we're going to pack 100 years of fun into it. And, like, that shift alone just really, really changed my life. And I think if people, you know, have been following the videos, you know, I think it really speaks to, like, hey, this, you know, that's why this guy is, like, as crazy as he is and goes as hard as he does and just hustles, because he's trying to pack as much fun into this life as he can. And so, you know, my son being born, having, you know, finding out that he has this rare genetic disease, I think it's like 70,000 people worldwide or something have it. So it's, wow, it's pretty rare. And so, yeah, instead of getting down about it, I'm like, dude, hey man, like, you're a lottery ticket, dude. This is, like, super rare. Let's go do this. And there's, like, some extra things that, like, he has to do on a daily basis. I mean, he's 5 and a half now. And, dude, I don't know, like, the doctors, like, we go, like, every 3 months to, like, CHOP down in Philadelphia. And it's a great, great, you know, children's hospital. And, yeah, they're just kind of blown away at how amazing this kid is. I mean, dude, we play so, like, because of this, like, when we go play, man, we're playing, like, all the time. But anytime we're outside doing, yeah, football, baseball, basketball, soccer, jumping on the trampoline, swimming in pools, whatever it is, you know, this kid, like, pushes me, like, I'm dying. Like, I am out of breath all the time. And I'm like, you know what, man, if this is going to keep his lungs strong, like, who am I to tap out? And like, it runs me ragged, man. Like, we were just on vacation for a week, and yeah, I'll be darned, man, a lot, like, at the beach and at the pool. And if, when we were at the pool, like, literally it would open at 11, it would close at 6. We would be in the hour or in the pool for like 7 hours straight. And he's just playing and going hard for 7 hours. And, like, dude, my fingers are all pruny and I'm just, waterlogged, but the kid, he just pushes me, man. He's got, like, the biggest heart ever. And so he like, inspires me every day to just try and, you know, become a better person and a better dad and just hustle more and just, you know, not settle for what I think I'm capable of, but, man, just go do these things and just try them. And so he's, like, a big part of my life and why, you know, why I do what I do. And just even the fact of just having a child was a massive, massive boost to, like, my creativity. And I had always, like, I'd played music growing up, some, like, drums in a band and, like, taught myself guitar and just did some creative things. But somewhere along the way, I don't know, you just kind of lose it some. And when you have this little again, 6 month old child, 9 month, year old, year and a half. You need to think of like creative ways and voices and stuff to just keep them entertained. And so I would say definitely my son Hunter, man, was a massive, massive, has always and will continue to be just a massive influence on my creativity. He like definitely reignited that spark and then that passion and drive to just go live life. So I cherish that every single day. And like I said, man, he's the coolest freaking kid I have ever met. And it's really neat to watch him just kind of chase his dreams to the point where like he calls me out, like he'll stand on the couch. One day, like I like walk in the living room, he's standing on the couch and he just jumps off and does a front flip. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And he's like, you told me if I believe in myself, I can do whatever I want. And I'm like, I said, dude, you're going to break your neck. But yeah, like, so he'll even throw that stuff back at me. And so it's neat to see him believe in himself. And I told him no more backflips, but but in the pool, he was doing backflips in the pool and just crazy, crazy stuff because, yeah, it's really cool to see him have this confidence about him and not be afraid to go and try things. And, yeah, I'm just glad that I've been able to have some sort of influence like that. And even to go – even it's neat here at, like, 5.5 years old to just I mentioned like the marriage falling apart was just like, we're like really devastating. And it's just neat to be here, 5.5 years later. And like this past weekend, it was really neat that like Allie, like his mom and myself, like we like took him down to the beach and that we can co-parent and do things together where it's like, whether it's like we went to like a baseball game the other week, an Orioles game. And go to the pool and just, it's neat that we can still do things together and that he can have that experience. Cause he loves his mom deeply and he loves his dad deeply. And, mm-hmm. and it's neat that we can be, we can be friends today and help, co-parent him and set a good example for him of how to treat others and still, give him some memories of doing things like as a family with his mom and his dad. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's really been a blessing as well. So, you take all those events and you put it together, like backing up to the actual filmmaking. So, yes, I made that video or that movie trailer of the Dino Slayer. And yeah, from there, I just kind of went nuts. I think maybe one of the next things, I think Prince had died right around then. He had passed away. And so I think I made some sort of like Prince biopic trailer after that. it was neat, like going into, I want to say like, I just walked into some hotel that was, a few miles away and just like filmed a scene in their hallway of me walking down. It was nuts. And I remember the cleaning ladies, they helped me out. They saw what I was doing. And, it's just, I have a lot of fun like challenging myself, especially in the beginning to go out and as you kind of know, or at least with starting your podcast and you had mentioned to me earlier, like it's a little nerve wracking like, putting yourself out there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I can't even tell you how many times I wanted to delete it. Like, and in fact, it was funny because I didn't even want to release my first episode yet. I mean, it's important though, because I keep scheduling people to interview, but they're like, what is this thing about? And I'm like, just it's totally laid back. Don't worry about it. But literally it was nerve wracking for me. And I almost deleted it like 5 times just because I was so horrified of actually sharing, too much about myself. And it was scary. So yeah.
You don't know how people are going to judge you and kudos. Like I just, it meant a lot to me, or it was just refreshing for me to hear just some of the losses that you experienced in your life, with your dad or a close friend. And, it was just, I think it really humanizes you. And I think I find it inspiring because you know, kind of similar to me, like you hustle a lot. Like I see you on social media, like, yo, you're going a million miles an hour. And some people might think like, man, like I can't do that. And I think it's neat to see like, hey man, like Nancy's normal, just like everybody else. Like she's experienced like losses and just really been down and out. And like in those moments, she's been able to pick herself up back up and just keep moving her feet. And so I think it's so cool that, yeah, that you're straight up an entrepreneur. Like you're not answering to other people like on a 9-to-5 basis. And yeah, that helps encourage me to like want to follow my dreams and, you know, make filmmaking and videography a full-time job.
Yeah, no, I totally. And I mean, just some of the stuff, which can you share with the audience, like where can they actually check out your stuff online?
Certainly. So yeah. And that was the other thing, like, man, if you want to be an entrepreneur these days, I just, when I started making those videos, like right from the gate, I'm like, oh man, well, why don't I make like a production company, like a fake, you know, like a Facebook business page and just call it TT Productions, like for Tyler Transu Productions. And so I did that and just, I was like, all right, this way it'll keep all the videos kind of in one place. And from there, so I guess to answer your question directly, so www.facebook.com/TT Productions. Also on Instagram at TT_productions_, and on Twitter, although I don't use it much, I think it's at TT Productions 14, like 14. But yes, yeah, so this whole company kind of, or TT Productions, really just started off as a place to kind of house or curate all of the video work I was doing. And man, if there's anybody out there that's trying to make videos, like you can definitely do it. It is not incredibly hard. I mean, you think, I don't know, 15 years ago, if you wanted to get into making movies or commercials, I don't know, you had to have a boatload of money. You know, you had to actually buy like film and cut it and piece it all together. And yeah, so just, I'm really, really grateful that I just happened to stumble upon it at a point in time where I could just start doing it right from a device that I already had in my pocket with me at all times. And man, I started off, like Nancy said, just from crazy, like little skits. Like I remember, one of the things I did early on was, I was out in the woods one day hunting and like for deer, it was buck season. And I was just like, oh man, I should do a like hunting with Tyler series. I'm just like, oh, you know, it'll just be like me ad-libbing just silly, stupid stuff. Like, and just make up like incorrect, funny tips on how to try and bag a big buck or something like that. And yeah, man, I think I did like, I'm going to say, I guess I've done it like for 4 years now, maybe 3 or 4 seasons.
Wow.
Like every hunting season. And the best ones, honestly, were like the very first ones I did. I don't know. They were just, I don't know. It was just the right place at the right time. And it's kind of cool too that I remember when I was doing those. So it would have been like, I don't know, 4 years ago or like 3.5 years ago in the fall. I specifically remember that I was in like a low point. I was just kind of like depressed, lethargic. Like, I don't know. I just wasn't inspired or passionate really about anything. I mean, I kind of stumbled upon the filmmaking and the short, like little movie trailers. But I want to say at that time, I don't know. I just, for whatever reason, you know, wouldn't it be funny if I made these, you know, like how to hunt videos, hunting with Tyler, and just went and did it anyways, despite how I was feeling. And yeah, they just ended up being a lot of fun, and it was really cool. It just helped bring me and lift me out of that kind of low point.
and reignite that passion. And man, I've been going since. Like, just for making crazy, silly videos, man, fake commercials, like music videos, all these different things. Man, I had like, you know, people reaching out to me, hey, could you make like a commercial for this? Or, hey, I was still shooting on a cell phone and somebody asked me if I could film their wedding. They were willing to pay me money to shoot their wedding on my cell phone.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, I will, yeah, I can do it. So it was really cool to just, man, just use what I had at the time and this creativity of like, oh man, if I just, and oh, a lot of stuff that I was doing too, I forgot was with my son, we were making these H&T adventure videos. So like Hunter and Tyler, you know, adventures. And it was great, man. It allowed me to document and make some really, really cool memories with my son. And we went to like the Little League World Series. We went on road trips to, what was it? We saw like a New York Red Bulls game. We went to Football Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Niagara Falls. It's just been, wow. So it was cool that I have some really, we have some really cool memories. And man, we would do stuff all of the time. And it just kind of, a lot of it was that, hey man, let's just pack as much fun as we can, you know, into our life and we'll see where it goes. And so I'm kind of all over the place, but also with him, man, it's been a blessing. Like I mentioned earlier about his prognosis or whatever, like the life expectancy was like 30 years old. And man, so like now today I know that, you know, really that data was based on, you know, kids with cystic fibrosis who like it wasn't identified that they even had it until they were like 12 or 13 years old, had been in the hospital a number of times from like pneumonia or bronchitis, you know, already had a bunch of like scar tissue build up in their lungs. Another issue with people with cystic fibrosis or some people with cystic fibrosis is like their pancreas doesn't produce a certain enzyme that like breaks down fats. So all of these kids, like previously, they would be eating food, but they wouldn't like be absorbing the fats. They would just pass them through in their stool. And so, man, nowadays with like technology and medicine, man, we, you know, they make synthetic enzymes. So, man, they knew that he had cystic fibrosis when he was a month old. So he's been getting like the right, he's been absorbing fat since then. So he's like super healthy. He's like, I don't know, like the 79th percentile in weight or something like that, and maybe 60th in height. He's just, yeah, he's like a big strong kid. And same deal like with the propensity for the mucus to thicken in his lungs, or people like with CF's lungs, you know, now that you can do kind of like a like physical therapy, like twice a day. When he was real little, there was like rubber mallets and you would tap his chest with them, and his back and just certain points. And like that percussion sound and strike would help keep it loose. And now that he's older, it's actually like, he'll wear like a vest that's like hooked up to a compressor. And it just like fills up the vest and evacuates the air, like in a really fast manner. And it creates this like vibration effect, which helps vibrate his chest and the lung area and loosen the mucus. And then and that's like twice a day for 20 minutes. And he'll wear like a little mask hooked up to a nebulizer, and that'll just kind of like create this like salt mist or whatever, like salt air that he can breathe in. And then, you know, that just helps get some salt in there to try and loosen it as well. And as a result, like, that's why, man, since we've been doing that since he was like a month old, you know, I really credit just where medicine or therapy is at today, that, you know, you can really like give him a healthy life and not subject him to, you know, getting sick or pneumonia or something like that, or any infections in his lungs. So yeah, it's been really cool. And man, I'm like, I know without a doubt, like, he will far outlive me. He's just, You know, he's an animal man, and he's got the heart of a warrior, and it's cool that, you know, I try and do my best, like to make like those, you know, slightly extra steps throughout the day, like with doing the treatment and stuff like that. Yeah, just make them fun. Like we'll play Nintendo Switch, like we'll play Mario Kart or Super Mario Brothers or Super Smash, or, you know, we're watching movies, or we're just doing kind of fun stuff. So it's not like, oh, here's 20 minutes that I have to sit here and do this stinking machine. And as a result, like he really doesn't complain about it. I mean, I don't know if he necessarily looks forward to it, but you know, it's a good time that we can kind of like bond together and do something, you know, entertaining. I love video games. So,
cool.
You know, it definitely is, it's definitely, I don't know, we make the best of it. And so, yeah, I can't reiterate enough just how much, you know, having a child and even having a child with some sort of disease, have just, you know, really been able to find that like beneficial and not at all a whatever, just a negative thing. Like today, like I'm not saying it's a blessing, but it's done a lot for me and my outlook and my attitude toward life and the amount of hustle that I put into it and just, you know, wanting to, yeah, like what the hell, man, why not follow my dreams? Like we just, so like from going from all those silly videos and stuff, you know, I just finished shooting like a short film that I wrote. It's like 24 minutes or so, 25 minutes long. It's called Wrecked. You guys the listeners can find that at www.facebook.com/wrecked, wrecked.movie. And it was just wild. I mean, I just finished editing it together. One of the other buddies that helped with it and one of the actors, Chris Rupert, he's now pulling all the sound off all the good mics and that kind of stuff and scoring it, like writing all the backing tracks for it. And so hopefully it'll be finished up here within like the next week. And it's just nuts. Like it blows my mind to go from, yeah, just creating these silly videos on my cell phone to, man, it was only like a year and 2 months ago, it was May, like two Mays ago, that like right before that wedding gig that I spoke about earlier that I was going to shoot on my cell phone, I happened to like buy like a Sony camera, the A6500, and like got a lens for it. And so within just the past like 13 or 14 months, and through just a lot of hustle and just filming anything and everything, I've just it's wild to go out and like write this, not only write this movie, like I was never a big writer, but so I wrote this script. A ton of like friends helped me out. It was crazy. We had like 20 extras, like, and these were like not friend extras. Like I just put out a call and like some posts like, hey, does anybody want to be an extra in these movies? I got a couple extra lines, or just if you want to be a background actor, like, hey, like I'll buy you guys burgers and pizza, like food and supply that. But like, I really can't pay you. And I couldn't believe like, yeah, we had like 20 people like show up. And it was really, really cool to like, just kind of, I guess, you know, being in sales and just not like with you, like not being afraid to get out of your comfort zone. Like, man, so I had this script and I'm like, man, I need like a bar to film in. I need like a prison to film in. I need a gas station to film in. And there was just all these different scenes. And I was just like, well, you know what, man? Oh, I need a bank to film in. So I'm just like, well, I'll just start asking people. And it was amazing. My mind is still blown that all of these local companies, like, they all said yes. There was like one that said no, but almost all of them said yes. Like Route 66 restaurant in like Lancaster City, they're like, dude, we would love to, man. Come on in. I was like, you know, and I was just pitching them on, hey guys, like, you know, do you care? Like, I wrote this short movie. I'm going to submit it to some like local film festivals and probably like across the country. And You know, would we be able to film a scene like in your store, in your establishment? We'll give you a credit in the film at the end, and you know, we'll do like social media posts to like try and drive business your way. And yeah, I mean, between Route 66 restaurant Stumpy's Hatchet House, the place where it's like BYOB and you can throw hatchets, they were like all on board. They said absolutely. I asked a local police department, like some guy that I had done photography for. Like a couple years ago, I knew he was a police officer, and yeah, they were all like, yep, absolutely, you can come in and use our holding cell. And so it was just, it blew my mind, this gas station. Yeah, everybody that I just asked, and I couldn't believe the amazing response from just all these local small businesses that were like, yeah, absolutely, that would be so cool to have a movie filmed in our store. And it's pretty wild. Like I think you kind of mentioned in the intro, like, man, this, like, it's really, really crazy. Like with 14 months working with cameras, like I'm up to like three now, and I have like these things called gimbals, which keeps the camera like real steady, so you can shoot these cinematic scenes. Yeah, I mean, it looks like darn near, you know, like studio grade, like it could be coming out of Hollywood. And it's so cool that, man, like I was just lucky to be born in a time where yeah, you can create that stuff with like not a lot of money, just like a lot of heart. And man, the crew that I had on rec, like these guys that came in and friends, you know, running cameras with me and helping with lighting and then all the acting and everything. It was the most fun I have ever had. Being a director, it was just so cool to just have this vision of, man, you know, this is what I'd like it to look like. And yeah, just show up to these places with my friends and our cameras and give people direction on where to stand and where to look and where to, you know, where to say their lines. And yeah, just actually make a freaking movie. So, you know, to that point, I'm just like, man, you know, why stop? Like, why not write a 90-minute feature film and just go film it? And so that's kind of where I'm at now. Like, yeah, hopefully it gets accepted into like this movie Wreck gets accepted into some of these film festivals, and I'll have a script written hopefully for a feature film by then when the film festival runs start, and I don't know, maybe get lucky and somebody wants to take a shot. Throwing a bunch of money my way to make a feature, which would be like a dream come true. And yeah, I think, like I said, I get a lot of inspiration from like you and your life and what you're doing, and that, yeah, you're making your dreams come true. And it gives me hope, like, dude, why not just go try? What's the worst that happens? Like it, like, and that's how I approached all these businesses. I'm like, what are they gonna do? Say no? And yeah, like what's the big deal? Like I think a lot of times it's easy to like take no personally. And so I just, yeah, try and work through that. I'm like, yeah, no's like not a big deal. You can ask somebody else, right?
Yeah, no, it's so true. I mean, a couple things that you said really resonated with me because it was funny, like, you know, I felt stuck. Like whenever I had just, you know, graduated college, I got into retail. And it was that retail schedule. So I was like working on weekends and I was working crazy hours. And, you know, it just felt like I was never going to be able to get out of that. And I remember feeling with like entrepreneurship, I was just like, this is the only platform you can really basically create the job that you really want. You know, it's like you create your ideal job. And what you said is you kind of were talking about like, look, like, you know, just do it. Like, you know, make the decision to do something, take action, just ask, you know, don't be afraid of asking, which I mean, I totally live that way as well. I mean, I really, you know, resonated with a few of these things because so many people are so scared and they let fear kind of stand in their way and they overthink things. In fact, that's one of the biggest reasons why entrepreneurs fail. They're always failing to launch because they're overthinking what it is they want to do. And I'll tell you, and I even talked about this with you earlier, that this podcast, is actually happening because I'm forcing it. I'm like, I can't overthink this. It just needs to go out, you know? And I just did it. And it's funny because the podcast, even this is my fifth interview that I've done, and it's evolving. It literally, like, everyone kind of has these certain things that resonate and mm-hmm. resonate with me and kind of, you know, remind me that, oh my gosh, that's so true. And I'm such a big, like, I feed off of people's energy whenever they're excited or inspired by something. Like, I love to watch people play music. I love to watch people. I love to watch people actually do things that they love. And that's one thing that I really, you know, I really appreciate about you and your videography and everything is because you've done it for so long. It's a passion of yours and you've gotten really good at it, you know? So, you know, I'm super just excited about you and your journey. And, you know, we're going to wrap up the podcast. But, you know, Tyler, just really appreciate you sharing, gosh, like a little bit about your story. I mean, we just kind of tapped into it. But, you know, some things that I definitely took away are, you know, some nuggets are, you know, kids can really help boost your creativity. So kind of being a kid at heart, you reminded me, you know, kids are probably can be the best inspiration. You know, I think I read a quote one time is if you forget why you're doing what you're doing in life or you've lost your inspiration, just talk to a 3-year-old. So I'm a firm believer of that. And then, you know, don't settle, like take action in your life. Like just, you know, a lot of things you can overcome and you can do if you just ask. Like I think about it too. And, you know, you posted online, hey, anybody want to be an extra in a movie? God, there are so many, like, people's lives can be so boring sometimes that just that, like, it's like, holy cow, that sounds like so much fun. So just having an idea and bringing it to life and asking those questions and putting a plan in place and knowing what you want to do is just like, God, it's so huge. So again, Tyler, thank you so much for sharing. Just really appreciate you taking the time and just really just awesome, awesome story.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you so much for having me on, Nancy. I really appreciate it. Yeah, keep doing what you're doing. It's really refreshing and inspiring to me.
Aw, thank you so much. And guys, just a reminder, if you want to check out Tyler, www.facebook.com/theTTProductions. You can check him out there. And Tyler, what was your Instagram handle?
TT_productions_.
Excellent. All right, guys. So check him out. Check out the awesome footage and just – awesome stuff. So keep doing what you're doing and have a wonderful day. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Nancy's Nuggets. And please make sure to sign on to Apple, iTunes, or Spotify or whatever you're listening on and give us a 5-star review. Thank you and have a great day. Thank you so much for listening to Nancy's Nuggets. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have a minute and you want to give us a review, we would very much appreciate it. So please give us a 5-star review and share any feedback or takeaways you've had. Thanks again and have a great day.